Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio Roundtable. And tonight we have four of us talking about 9/11 and the latest false flag. And my name is James Easton, and welcome. We promoted this episode, so we might get callers. We don't have as many people as we're supposed to have, but maybe they'll call in at some point. I'm just posting the link now. So, how's everybody doing?
What's up, Brother James? Brother Tim?
I'm maintaining.
Right. Okay. Well, let's start off with 248. So, Eric.
Yo, what's happening?
Pretty good. Just introduce yourself and let us know what you want to talk about tonight.
Hi, my name's Eric Spitfire, the Freedom Fighter, and I do a show on IPM Nation weekdays, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I think this panel is perfect right here with John and Tim and you and I. I mean, what a great foursome. And I mean that in the dirtiest way, gentlemen. But anyway, I want to start out with something that I think most of us heard, but not maybe a lot of our listeners haven't. First they came for the Jews, and I was not a Jew, so I did nothing. Then they came for the communists, and I was not a communist, so I did nothing. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I was not a trade unionist. I did nothing. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. I mean, now they're coming for the Muslims, the Syrians, the Libyans. They're coming for former soldiers in America who are domestic terrorists now. And they're coming for anybody you can name. And it's not my problem, not my problem, not my problem. Knock, 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 late at night. Oh, dear, I wonder who could it be? We need to stop complying and start defying by non-compliance. We have to comply with our own enslavement because the numbers mean that we cannot be enslaved otherwise. So I refuse to comply. And that's how I'd like to start the show out.
None of the above.
I saw there was a commercial they made for that, and it's very disconcerting. It's like, this world is not all puppy dogs and rainbows. It's like a fucking scary shithole, and, you know, we're living a lie. We're living an illusion, and they keep it that way so we stay calm and under control. But when they decide they don't want us anymore, well, you know, it's something like that. They come at us piecemeal, one bit at a time. They have a strategy. That's a really good intro. Let's move on to Terrible Tim.
Okay, James, I'd like to touch on the topic du jour, which is that Virginia fake shooting, that live shooting, alleged fake shooting of that dead reporter. But also at one point, I'd like to touch upon how this is also a distraction, just like any other distraction. It also serves as a distraction to keep our attention off away from various ELEs, or extinction-level events, like the Fukushima thing, and that most notably this geoengineering thing, that craft they're spraying in the sky, and in conjunction with that HAARP program, and how they're drowning out California. And once the fruits and vegetables stop growing in California, that's 40% of the United States food and vegetable produce supply. So
right.
I'd like to touch on that a little bit, too.
All right, that's very interesting. There's this hurricanes or whatever the hell you call them on the Pacific heading for the West Coast. That's some scary shit. And you know, it seems pretty obvious to us, but most people just don't have a clue or don't care. And so that'll be good to talk about. I think
let me just interject real quick. I think I might have got that wrong, because initially I saw some postings about it, and I immediately associated those circulations and had it in my mind right away. It's heading for the Red West Coast. But I think I saw some information where it's actually headed for Hawaii.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I saw that, too.
Okay, scrap that. Well, that's what happens when you don't watch the news. Sorry?
I'm saying that three simultaneous hurricanes at the same time. It's the first time in history it's ever been seen.
Right.
Anywhere on the planet. So, you know, it's pretty strange, to say the least.
All right. And you're up, John.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. You know, I'm with you with all on all these topics.
Okay. John Doerr.
And try to squeeze in some 9/11 stuff since it's September 1st.
Right. And all right, well, I'm going full on, full force for 9/11 from now till the 11th. I'm going to blast fucking everything I got. I'm going to unload everything I got. And I have eight movies. Well, I have a couple more up my sleeve. And I want to unload the last one on 9/11. It'll be like coming right off the computer. And yeah, so about this bloody false flag that just came out, I think it's like a test. It's like they're seeing how stupid we are, if we're still stupid or not. And so I'll throw it all to you, back to you. Who wants to go?
Me, I'll go first. The thing that struck me in the video itself is the fact the guy shoots this lady three times, like from like whatever it is, 3-4 feet away, supposedly with hollow point bullets to the torso, and then she runs away. It's just
right. Totally
unbelievable. You know, there's no blood, nothing. You know, half her insides would have came out with three shots like that from hollow points, you know. And I said again, we definitely have to put like a side-by-side two videos of, you know, this shooting and what really happens when something gets shot with a hollow point.
Yeah, seriously.
To see that it's totally fake, because that just screams out to me that it's totally fake, because there's no way somebody could run away after getting shot three times in the torso like that. They would have just hit the ground and bled out. So that's my standout feature on the whole thing.
Eric, what do you think?
Well,
Eric?
I think the same thing from what I've seen. I believe that there would have been a lot more blood. You're talking about hollow point rounds. The strange thing is, okay, I can see Alex Jones and Joe Big jumping on It Wasn't a Hoax train. But I listen to Pete Santilli, too. Are any of you guys familiar with Pete Santilli?
Yeah, a little bit. I've listened to him a couple times.
This is the guy that appeared outside Alex Jones' studio one day with a bullhorn, asking him to come out and shake his hand and calling him all kinds of names. So I was like, wow, this guy's got balls, right? And he's a meat kind of data journalism guy, and he is very smart and on topic. And he said that he was reviewing it in super slow-mo. You know, he reviewed it really hardcore. And he believes it was a real shooting, too. And his take was that you could see the shoulder fly back, and you could see a slight hole, but the whole blood thing. But he wasn't a dick, you know. He wasn't like, oh, you guys all think things are false flags. He said, I can respect other people's opinions, and, you know, it's still open. We're all supposed to research this, and we're all supposed to come to our own conclusions, and then eventually we'll get to the facts. But it is my opinion at this point with the fact that there was no blood flying out, no
right.
Visible holes, that it was a false flag.
Absolutely, I agree. And then there's that, like, kind of aerial view, I guess, just right after where the cameraman is supposedly laying on up against the fence there. And you could see a large portion of the deck, and there's no blood anywhere. Not one drop, you know, you could see it would stand out, and there's not one drop anywhere. And there's no blood even near the person laying on the deck up against the fence. And then one more thing I got to blurt out is the fact that, you know, in the video, the guy's hand is white and he's wearing a blue jacket. And then all of a sudden, when it falls and it takes the picture of him, he's black and he's wearing a black jacket and he's got dark hands. And, you know, if you put the two together, it's like, Jesus Christ. It looks like two totally different people. It's like they, I don't, you know.
Tim, do you want to weigh in? Tim?
Oh, yeah. There's so many anomalies, James. I mean, not only does this woman get shot, there's no blood, there's no explosion that you would see with a hollow point bullet, but she's still holding the microphone and the notepad as
right.
she runs away screaming. It's absurd. Now, there was this debunker that made some reasonable arguments. He said that, you know, she's a professional, so that's why she wouldn't have turned her head, as she stayed focused and wouldn't let any outside stimulus interfere with the video. But what about the woman who she was interviewing? From
right.
her angle perspective, she had two eyes that could have seen this guy. And she turned her head and said, hey, what's up with that guy? That this big black guy making noise, walking along those wooden planks with a gun at full extension pointed at you. I think maybe you should stop. I think maybe you should duck, you. Maybe we could do this interview another time so you could duck from this guy shooting it.
I would have jumped over the railing. I would have just dove off the porch.
Okay, I'm
going
to
We laugh because we think it's a false shooting. Now, if it was somehow confirmed that it was a real shooting, and it would satisfy us, and obviously we would not be laughing.
Right.
Right.
But at this point, it's pretty much fake in my eyes. So.
At the same time, I think whether it's real, it could still be a false flag, because they like to just do things to scare us, to get the public
right.
freaking scared about, and then after they get scared about it, like the beheadings that weren't even scary because they weren't real, they get people sensitized to it. To
yep.
where it's not even a big deal when people are getting shot anymore. There's another shooting today of a police officer, you know? And people are like, oh, another shooting, you know? And once they get us into that, lull us into that trance of being so desensitized to all these shootings and this chaos and this murder. I mean, we're freaking out about two reporters. How about hundreds, if not thousands, of children that are killed?
Right.
On a daily basis, that they don't report about in unjust wars, you know. So
nope.
yeah,
totally.
That's my guess.
I want to say
how they're manipulating, you know, us through the media, and it's just too convenient that it's all filmed and everything. It's just like, give me a break.
You know what else struck me, guys, is that even kids playing cowboys and Indians. The guy pretending to be shot would at least fall backwards.
Okay, well, still, she might have been instructed to just,
yep.
you know, feign a shot and then, or three shots and then run away, so that there wasn't a display of, you know, that could be caught on the camera. But I'm just speculating. But I wanted to say that you talked about two things. One was this. Antithesis to Alex Jones guy, maybe not. Maybe he's being paid off. Who knows? You know, like or maybe he is saying from his genuine point of view that it's real. But Alex Jones, we all know, is full of shit, and he's a Judas goat. He's by sort of like he's a controlled opposition piece of shit, and he's got a lot of people under his wing that fall for the false flag story to a point, and then, or
other directions.
Yeah, then they're manipulated.
Right.
So he takes them in with some truth, and then lies, and you know, just as an example, I mean. I know. I don't need anyone to chime in and agree with me, but I know. There were no fucking planes on 9/11. I've studied this, like, fucking inside out and backwards, upside down. Anyway, the point is, he calls all no-planers fucking crazy people. And,
right.
you know, so he's got a massive audience, and he's controlling them to
yeah.
steer them away from the truth. And yet he pretends to be some kind of fucking, like, what I believe Alex Jones is like a fear porn merchandiser. You know, like he sells his crap at the start of the show, and then right. fills you with fear porn, and people get addicted to it. And I just want to say one more thing. Someone brought this up earlier. Obama came into power, and then all of a sudden, wham, all of this fucking shit, the people getting shot every fucking week. It's like, what the hell is that?
How convenient.
Especially your second term. The second term is when all this bullshit started.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the agenda.
Derek Holder's
fucking... I'm convinced
fucking, of it. Okay, let's switch gears to the names of these people. So it's Allison Parker and what was the other guy? Ward? Bert
Ward?
Adam
Ward.
Adam Ward.
Adam Ward was the cameraman.
Which is pointing towards, like, the Batman TV series. It was Adam
right.
West and Burt Ward.
Right.
A lot of comic references.
Yeah,
it's a subliminal anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have...
What was that about?
Oh, Dan.
That was Doug.
We need to brainwash stuff.
Not enough to have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just brainwash people thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Lee, how about you fuck off, Holder? How about that?
Yeah, he's a piece of shit, man.
Yeah.
He's totally a piece of shit. And now he's back, and now we're, you know... people need to identify who these people are. Obama,
right.
piece of shit. Eric Holder, piece of shit. Hillary Clinton, piece of shit. Bill Clinton, piece of shit. You know, just go down the line and say they're
Bush
all fucking
all
shit.
Of them.
Yeah,
all
they're
the
all
usual
garbage.
Suspects.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all
sorry. So back to Burt Ward and Adam West and
and the Parkers.
Parker,
yeah.
Right,
notice Parker, you know, Tim, what was the guy from Sandy Hook's, what was his first name, Parker?
Robert Parker.
Robbie
Parker.
Right,
Parker.
Same last name, Robbie Parker, yeah. I mean, it's
these
it's
last
like,
names, like, they've done this shit. I think Eric Snowden is, you know, they were using winter references before.
Right.
They do this stuff.
Yep.
So, I guess now that we covered that, what I want to say is that it seems to me like it's a blatantly obvious fucking false flag. It's one of the most obvious. It's just
mm-hmm.
shy of the TSA shooting with the dummy being rolled out.
Right.
So, are we to just throw our hands up in the air and go, oh, fuck, who cares anymore?
That's what they want you to do, I think. I don't know. I mean,
we're talking about Sandy, right?
Well, all of them. It's just like I'm truly believe all these shootings are just coming so hot and heavy, and it's being thrown in your face. You know, so much by the mainstream media, you could tell it's part of it's the agenda. It's about the guns. It's about the Second Amendment.
Well, Tim, you said on the show that there, you know, there's a whole new strategy being employed now, and I'm seeing it, that not everything's a false flag. So now the general public has capitulated to, yeah, okay, there's false flags, but not everything's a false flag. Now,
yeah,
what was the score of the game?
You know, like, what's his name, the Joker guy with the red hair and the Aurora thing, you know, the Batman shooting. You know,
right.
I believe he was definitely like a Manchurian candidate type of deal, you know, drugged up and,
sure.
You know, by the CIA and all of that shit.
Same with the shooter in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, getting back to what Eric was saying, there's a new species of sheep that have risen from the genome of insanity, who maintain this position that, okay, yeah, maybe they lied here. Maybe that thing was actually a false flag. But on everything is a conspiracy. But you know what? If one part of a fake, phony show is provably false, or if one in a series of phony fake shows are provably fake shows, then it vitiates the whole thing. You got to fucking come into reality and realize the whole fucking thing is a phony fake show.
Right. I agree totally. I don't believe any of it.
Yeah, it's like with 9/11, you know. I don't
talk shove
about
it down
that,
your throat.
Yeah, well, it's like some people were like, yeah, the video of the planes isn't real, but I'm pretty sure there were planes. You know, like that kind of shit. It's just fucking ridiculous. It's like,
yeah, totally.
People that say shit like that work in a cubicle at the NSA, and they're all fucking sitting around each other going, guess what I told this person? You know, like, anyway.
Unbelievable,
yeah, well, it's hard to believe that your own government would perpetrate mass murder,
right,
and then start wars and kill like millions of people,
right,
and then, you know, what does it all work out to? They're not doing this for fun. They have an agenda, and
right,
all of these false flags line up in a row like ducks. And so it's coming to a point. And then that brings me to September 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
So let someone rhyme off what's going to happen on September 23rd. Anyone?
I almost lost down this house.
I almost don't even want to touch that one, because then we all look like fools if nothing happens, right?
Well, yep. Some things are definitely going to happen. The Pope, I got this wicked video from Michael DeVino. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, got very quiet all of a sudden. It talked about the Schmitza cycle, and that there's like all the whole slew of events starting early this month to near just after the 23rd, and that Schmitza cycle. Who wants to describe that?
Well, go ahead, John.
The sheep wanted to weigh in on that one. Go ahead.
Zionist Jewish ritual or whatever?
Yeah,
right.
It's a seven-year cycle.
7-year cycle?
Yeah, every 7 years something fucked up happens to the economy. Like seventy years ago we had the 2008 money grab where the bankers took all the money, and then 7 years before that you had 2001 the attack and you know, let me touch on something that, you know, something concrete that is going to happen is that goddamn Pope is going to come to Washington and Philadelphia, and under the guise of climate control, he's going to be pushing the Agenda 2030, Agenda 21, and saying, "Yeah, we need a world government." So
right.
I mean, that's one of the things that you can count on is going to happen.
He's already saying that stuff already.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is the thing that we were supposedly fighting for since the inception of our country. It was fighting against that.
Right.
Okay. The Pope is a piece of shit. The Catholic Church is a piece of shit. The reason I can say this is because there's been so much, pedophilia in the Catholic system,
mm-hmm,
and they just sweep it under the rug. They hide it. They conceal it. It's about image. It's not about being honest and truthful. And all you need to do is...
Same goes
is
for other religions, too, though.
They're
all pedophiles.
Okay. The Catholic Church is the largest of the Christian denominations. It's massive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying that if you look at the Vatican and you look at their exemplary waste of fucking money with
mm-hmm
gold everywhere, and there's people starving, okay? I don't understand that. It doesn't match at all. And, you know, how can someone drink out of a golden goblet at Mass while Christians in fucking in Africa are starving to death? It doesn't add up at all. I think the church is a pile of shit, and it's completely obvious at this point. And he's using his image of authority to basically lay down the law on a bunch of subservient religious little slaves.
Absolutely.
That's my piece.
And, you know, it is a lot easier to look back on the past and say, yeah, this is why this was a fake show, this is why that was a fake show. And if you look into the future, you're in the area of speculation, and no one could really tell the future so well. But having said that, I will point out that there is a similarity insofar as the predictive programming pertaining to September 23rd and 24th, which is what they did for September 11th. But
yeah,
who knows?
Right.
If maybe enough people know about it and it would look too obvious, maybe they will change the doomsday date, or maybe they don't even intend for any kind of doomsday. September just might be a series of events and speeches that are telling us about the New World Order and how it's coming in, and we're telling you it, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Well, you know what? It seems like you're disarming people in a way, because what I mean is I'm telling people to get ready. I'm saying stand fast, stand on guard, you know, be at the ready, because these people don't fuck around. They kill people. They mass murder people. And I'm just saying that, you know, they have predicted programmed 23 into our mind. There are these Shemitza cycles. There is a fucking meeting with the Pope and the Congress, which is unheard of. Just doesn't make any fucking sense at all. And so, like, for fuck's sake, people, like, pay attention. September 11th this year is the 14th year since nothing has been done. These people have gotten away with murder. I keep saying that. I mean, but that's pretty much the main theme, isn't it? And that, like, these guys have amassed troops and fucking armament, and, you know, in the United States, they've brought in a proxy army of fucking Mexicans. There's Russians, there's Chinese, there's ex army people.
Mercenaries.
They're telling people there's Blackwater. They're hiring people out of the military, the veterans, into their fucking mercenary force. You know, watch out, fuck. I'm saying, like, something is probably going to happen. And so you got to be ready. You can't say, well, you know, throw your hands up in the air, this is all bullshit, fuck it, and just have some turkey and fucking watch the tube. It's like, it's not the answer.
And
yeah,
plus plus you also have the race thing, you know, being interjected too with the guns, which is, I think that's what they're pushing for. They really want, like, race wars, or, you know, because that seems to be, you know, like, highlighting both those main subjects keep coming up. I keep seeing over and over throughout the summer and, you know, ongoing for a while now, over, you know, a year or two, almost 2 years or whatever, with Ferguson and all that stuff. And, you know, I'm just saying, I think they're really trying to tear apart the fabric of America. I think they're really trying to kill America.
They are.
So that's all part and parcel of it. You know, that's the tearing of society, the fabric of society.
Divide and conquer.
Exactly.
So, you know, you pit the blacks versus the whites. You pit the Jews versus the Muslims. You pit the police versus the people. And all of a sudden, boom, there's this fucking explosion.
Powder keg.
Killing everybody.
Waiting to go off.
Yeah,
and it
man.
Takes all the concentration off of them. Nobody's looking at them now because they're too busy fighting each other.
Well, hey, Eric, what do you think?
Well, I mean, what we have going on right now is that most of the people who share either like our views on Facebook are people that are already aware.
Can't hear you, bud. Sorry. Can you speak up a bit?
Hey, let me try this. Is that better?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What I'm seeing right now is that on Facebook, our posts are limited to less than 5% of our friends. Most of the shows like this and alternative ones, when they click on it, mostly people are already awake. I think that our biggest job right now is to get those prepared who are ready for what's coming. Because if they're not awake right now, I mean, whether something big happens in September or not, we are, as I said in my show, we're already under attack. We're already at war right now. Our skies, I mean, we're just
absolutely
at war.
Yeah.
And what how 9/11 ties in so big is the most disingenuous thing that governments do is they want us to compromise our rights to stay safe, and no government has the power to offer us security. You know, security provided by others is always an illusion to me. And the only true safety is that which one provides for himself. And I think we can accomplish this by making sure that everybody realizes they need to be self-reliant and self-aware, and more so tough-minded. You know, we don't need to wait for some freaking abstract ruling body to come to our aid. We don't ever treat our freedom on the false promise that they'll honor their agreement. They're scumbags. We're telling you about them.
Just look at the Indians. Look what they did to the Indians.
Right.
And still doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard...
They're doing it here, too.
Wade.
Yep.
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I've heard it argued that America's way different, that we... You know, how can we suspect our government being capable of tyranny because supposedly we, the people, are our government? And what a naive assumption that is.
Yeah.
Our government hasn't represented the wishes of people for freaking decades.
No. Many decades.
So right now, I think our main goal is to just, you know, give people numbers and different avenues to go in order to prepare themselves. Like Sean Carone from the Awakening Liberty Show, he sells great storable foods. I got some for myself. You know, go see Sean if he gets storable foods. You know, get ready. You can take milk gallons, and you can take 2 liters, and you can fill them up with water. Get ready, though, because if you go with your pants down, you know, I hope you have a really big gun, several of them, and I hope you can get to the stores within the first 24 hours, because after that, it's a lockdown situation, and the troops are already in the streets. We've seen all these vehicles roll out. We've seen thousands of videos of mile-long convoys of tanks. Where did all these tanks go? I mean, if there's only 1,700 in the Jade Elm operation, then what, does every soldier get a freaking tank? You know, for the garage, everybody gets a tank and a freaking Humvee? And then, I mean, seriously. These vehicles were rolled out, and these troops are out there for a reason. They're doing the intelligence part of it right now. And maybe I'll let one of you guys take over, because I know last time we were talking about this, that you were very privy to what's going on with the AI takeover when it comes to Jade Elm. They're doing the surveillance part right now. They're doing the tracking part right now. But the dots on the mailboxes were exposed. They're putting virtual dots on us now.
That's what I'm saying. It's like there is something that's going to happen. Everything points to it. It's like if you're not ready, you're stupid as fuck, and you're going to get mowed down. It's sort of like, you know, you're standing on the tracks and a freight train's coming and your friend's looking at you, and you're like, you step back off the tracks and they're still standing there and you're like, get off the tracks. And they're like, why? There's nothing happening. They're not looking. They're not paying attention. They don't care. You tell them, there's a train coming. And they're like, no, there isn't. That's the mentality of people. It's so fucking, it's not their fault. It's not everybody's fault. Some people are really stupid because they're stupid, but some people are stupid because they were forced to be stupid by the conditioning of the evil system.
Right, they've been lulled into it through cultural programming.
Well, the Romans were going to the games, right, as the barbarians were at the gates. This is something we've seen over and over in history.
It's really sad that it could come to this where we are you know, going to be, I don't want to say victims, but vigilantes. I don't know what the fuck to say. What is it when your country gets taken over by its own government? And you know, there's no word for that. It's like
revolutionaries.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you got to be a revolutionary, and it's like, but you got to be a survivor, fuck, first, because whatever they do to us, they're not going to be, hoity-toity
gentle about it.
And that's true when it comes to preparing. Survive what? We don't even know what we're preparing for. I mean, we can prepare as much as we want, but if they use some of this hub technology and set off some of these tectonic plates, and you know, implode the freaking U.S., I don't know what they're going to do. All I know is that it's getting worse and worse by the minute, with the skies and with the food and the water, and it's out of control, and the shootings. And every time I try to switch on the TV, and you know, once in a while, only to watch a little CNN or Fox, just so I can see how freaking ridiculously controlled they are, and to find out what the new thing they're going to try to push upon the public's minds are. And it's guns. They need our guns. There's 133 about million guns, and they're here in the U.S.
Yep.
And they want them.
Absolutely.
They want them because they wanted that. In fact, part of the treaty that Obama signed with China, because in order for them to take out all our debt, was the fact that at some point we'd be disarmed.
Right.
That's the magic fucking thing.
And
it's
so
gun.
Blatantly obvious that that's what they're doing with all these, you know, shooting, you know, it false flags. It's just so blatantly obvious, and yet everybody just rolls along. You know, this is like, to me, like the founding fathers would have, you know, just raided Washington and killed everybody already. You know, and the country would be turned around by now. You know. And everybody's just sitting there taking all this shit. It's just so blatantly obvious what they're doing, you know.
Did you see the commercial or whatever you want to call it, the video of all those movie stars showing how they're shooting shit in movies, but they're like, don't use guns.
Yeah, they're like, oh, enough's enough and all this. Make stronger law. Yeah, what? Meanwhile, you're making millions, you know, shooting off machine guns in your movies and shit.
The hypocrisy is, like, glaring at
you.
It's like, I just wanted to puke when I saw Jennifer Aniston. I was like, oh, you stupid bitch.
They're all sellouts, and they're all part of the fucking system. They're actors, you know. Like I said before, anybody in that celebrity or government positions are just a barrier between the regular people and the elites, man. That's all they are.
Hey, Tim, how's it going? Tim? Okay.
Tim fell asleep.
Oh, maybe. He's still online. We're going to run out of time any second now, so we're going to go to the next session. I'm just going to hang up on you guys now and set it up, and at 12 midnight, we'll meet up again.
All right, man.
Witching
hour. There we go.
Try to find Tim.
Fuck.
We lost Tim.
Where did you go, Tim? Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.